In the 1920s, Huddy Ledbetter, popularly known as Leadbelly, was serving time in prison in Texas for murder. He wrote the song Midnight Special, dreaming of a midnight pardon from the governor. Leadbelly got that pardon after the governor heard his music. Nine years later, Leadbelly was imprisoned again for attempting another murder in Louisiana. He sent a record of his songs to that state's governor, and he won another pardon. Today in Studio 360, we're talking about the power of art in, from, and about prison. With me is the country rock musician Steve Earle. Earle's records have always drawn critical praise and a very loyal group of fans. His music divides naturally into the periods before and after 1994. That was when Steve Earle went to prison, where he kicked his lifelong heroin and cocaine addictions. Earle has just published his first book of short stories, called Doghouse Roses, and he's wrapping up his tour for his latest record, Transcendental Blues. Steve Earle, welcome to Studio 360.
It's good to be here.
In 1994, you served a couple of months in prison. You had an 11-month sentence, stemming from your drug addiction. Was prison what you expected it to be?
Well, I mean, prison is probably not what anybody expects it to be. I guess I never thought I'd get locked up, because it didn't happen to me for a long time. I mean, I used drugs for a long time and was very lucky. And even when I did go to jail, I didn't have to. It was just pure stupidity. I didn't show up for a sentencing hearing. And I got 11 months and 29 days for first offense, simple possession of heroin.
Prison actually turned out to be a good thing in your life, didn't it?
Yeah, I'm like, and I really have a real crisis of conscience talking about that, because it did save my life. I mean, I don't think the judge that locked me up intended to save my life, but I definitely owe him a debt. Nothing was working for me, and getting to jail was the first time I realized that oh yeah, I'm really a junkie, just like, you know, all the other junkies, and this stuff can happen to me.
Now, prison time and having been a prisoner has been, for most of the 20th century anyway, romanticized by various artists. The example of Jean Genet or Johnny Cash or Elvis singing Jailhouse Rock comes to mind. Before you went in, did you come with any of that baggage of, hey, this is kind of cool, I'm hitting bottom in this really authentic, bluesy way?
No, I think I was past that. I'd been, you know, my habit had been way out of hand for a long time. I didn't even have a guitar anymore. I had a house, but anything in it that was small enough to fit in my car had long ago been pawned, and the car had been confiscated several months before because it got pulled over with somebody that didn't have a driver's license and had several guns and a lot of drugs in the car. And I wasn't in the car. I'd lend it to somebody else, and they confiscated my car. I was pretty past thinking that there was going to be anything romantic about being locked up.
The time you spent in prison was the beginning for you of getting healthy, getting clean, stop taking drugs. Did it change the kind of music you cared about, the kind of music and other kinds of art stories that you were producing?
Well, I don't know. I mean, I think I probably look at them all differently. I Feel All Right's kind of an interesting record because it and Train to Come In contain songs that were written before I was clean and songs that were written after. And, you know, CCKMP, which stands for Cocaine Cannot Kill My Pain, which is on I Feel All Right, was written long before I got clean, and it sort of sat around on a piece of tape. And I wrote South Nashville Blues afterwards, looking back. I mean, you know, the time frame in the song itself is like as if it's going on, but it was definitely written, you know, from a place where I wasn't so much in the middle of it and probably had a little bit more sense of humor about it. So it's like,
thank you.
downtown just to ease my pain. I went downtown just to ease my pain. I ended up out walking in the rain. I took my pistol and $100 bill. I took my pistol and $100 bill. I had everything I need to get my kill. Now the Southside girls, they suit me just fine. Southside girls, they suit me just fine. Long as I got money, they don't whine. That's important. On Lewis Street, I swear. He lives right down Lewis Street, I swear. I seen him rocking in his rocking chair. I started way up atop of Lewis Street. And I walked down to the end. Start way up top and walk down to the end. I'm going way down in the bottom, y'all. I come back up again. And my mama told me, Papa too. They both talk till they turn blue. But I got them old South Nashville blues again. And I can't be satisfied. Lock me up again.
Terrific.
Well, thanks.
You would have written a different tune, you think, before you were clean?
Yeah, I mean, I won't play all of it, but what got written before that was like... Can I kill my pain? Cocaine, can I kill my pain? Cocaine, can I kill my pain? Like a freight train through my vein. Cocaine, can I kill my pain? Which is a...